This is Fresh Air. Trumpeter Jack Walrath's early credits include work with Charles Mingus and Ray Charles, but now Walrath leads his own trio with bassist Chip Jackson and drummer Jimmy Madison. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says Walrath is a serious musician who's also a fine musical comedian, and Kevin says this new album shows off the trumpeter's strengths.
Since 1957, when tenor sax colossus Sonny Rollins recorded an epic live set with only bass and drums for company, the trio format has been a recognized test of a horn player's invention and cunning. Trumpeter Jack Walrath takes up the challenge on a new album for the Muse label called Holy Trinity, Holy spelled W-H-O-L-L-Y. The bassist is Chip Jackson and the drummer Jimmy Madison. Here's the trio on Walrath's tune Spherious, based on pianist Thelonious Monk's version of Lulu's Back in Town. The trio setting is such a challenge for horn players, we may forget it's a proving ground for rhythm sections, too. Bassist Chip Jackson may weave a contrapuntal line or solo like a horn player. That leaves drummer Jimmy Madison to sketch out a tune structure even as he prods his mates along. Jack Walrath came up through the band of bassist Charles Mingus, a humorist who'd learned a few things about comedy from Spike Jones. Walrath is a pretty funny guy himself. Like Mingus or Spike Jones, he makes parodies of bad music part of his good music. That's most obvious on I Can't Get Started, which has been a showcase for trumpeters since Bunny Berrigan made it a hit in the late 1930s. Walrath refers to Berrigan's reading and a later one by Dizzy Gillespie, but he doesn't stop there. Switching between muted and open horn and adopting several styles, he rifles through the history of jazz trumpet. It's as if a few incompatible soloists were fighting for access to the mic. Jackson and Madison reply in kind. Such quick changes are typical of a band in which the players leave themselves so exposed. To keep things varied, they'll try most anything, from satire to tender ballads. Walrath's tune Killer Bunnies is a kind of round, you know, like Frère Jacques. A month or so after cutting this record in New York, Jack Walrath was on the road with an English quartet. Before that, he'd recorded with a jazz band from Montana, and since then he cut a Hank Williams tune using Willie Nelson as a sideman. Walrath thrives on variety, so his music never gets stale. If Holy Trinity is his best showcase in a while, it's because this trio affords him the most freedom to do anything that pops into his head.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Jack Walrath's new album, Holy Trinity, on the Verve label. This is Fresh Air.